Hey folks, Dan Friel here with your real estate update for January 23rd, 2026. Do you realize the Federal Reserve, they're going to meet in 5 days? What are they going to do? Well, today we're going to talk about this. I'm going to give you all the details that the Federal Reserve monitors and why they were created. Then I want you guys to let me know down below at the end of this video what you think the Federal Reserve is going to be doing next week. So I'll give you my opinion. I'll even tell you at the end of this video, if you're closing within 30 days, should you lock in or should you float? So folks, my name is Dan Friel. My whole goal each day is to come in and explain to you guys out there, if you're a homeowner, maybe a home buyer, you could even be a realtor or loan officer trying to explain these things to your client. My goal is to explain to you guys what the heck's going on with those and why. So today we're going to talk about the Federal Reserve, why they were created, and what do you think they're going to do next week? I'll give you my opinion, but let's take this journey together. And the reason why I do this, folks, is I'm actually a loan officer licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And if you're out there, I'd love to help you out. So our slogan's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan with over 30 different lenders. How? I'll give you that at the end of this video. You're here for these, so let's get to it. So here's what we got. We got the Federal Reserve coming in next week, and they're going to tell us what they're going to do. But they were created for these two things right through here. Maximum employment, that's the unemployment rate, and stable prices, aka inflation. So let's get over this and see where those numbers look like right now. So here's what they monitor when it comes to inflation. Here's what they monitor when it comes to the unemployment rate. Where they're like, okay, we know this is going up a little bit. Actually, this number came in yesterday, and it came in right on point. It actually was 0.1 higher than it was previously, but it was actually expected. And I even said, don't be surprised if we have the January effect, which I thought January's inflation would go up just a tick, maybe 0.1 or 0.2. We're seeing that right through here. And then from there, it's going to cap out and start to come down from there. If you're kind of wondering what I'm talking about, subscribe over there, because every day this is what we talk about. If you're a homeowner out there and you're trying to refinance to figure out what's going on with these rates, I got a tool for you, but I'll get to that in a second. But here's the two things they monitor, and we even have the GDP behind me. They monitor that as well, and this thing came in yesterday. It was sky high. It went from, I think, 1.9 to 3. Now we're over 4% when it comes to the GDP. So let's get over to this, and here's the numbers that we got basically this week. There wasn't much there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but on Thursday, we got GDP. That's that number we just went over. We got initial jobless claims. Now, this is going to give us how bad the jobs market is. Well, it actually, the last reading came in at 199,000 initial jobless claims. This kind of time it came in a little bit lower than expected, from 209 to 200. So right on point. The next thing is you go down through here. We had, well, it's not on this one. Let me go back up through. There is the continued claims. And what we want to look at there is if you lost your job, are you able to get a job back? So that's the biggest thing. Are you rolling over? So you get through here and continued jobless claims. Last reading was 87 million, and now it's 1.84. So the unemployment numbers are going down, actually. Inflation ticked right where it should be. And so when you look at these numbers, what they're focusing in on the Fed, it doesn't look too bad. Then when you look at GDP skyrocketing, you're thinking, okay, is the economy that bad that I have to cut rates? Well, let's get over to what the markets look like next week for the economic calendar. Just before the Federal Reserve meets, there's nothing other than the ADP payroll reports, and you know how I feel about those. So if you're a voting member of the Federal Reserve and you see these numbers through here and you're like, okay, inflation's at 2.8, we wanted it 2. Okay. And then the unemployment rate, this has to stay below 5, and I think it will. But if you're seeing these numbers, what do you do as the Fed? I'll tell you what I'll do, and I'll give you that in a second. But what we have to do is we have to look at how the markets are interpreting all this information. So here's an interesting plot. Right through here, this is the bond that we follow each day, and this is the easiest way for me to do this because it gives me tick by tick by tick what's going on. So if you're trying to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates, subscribe over there or watch the mortgage bond. If you don't have access to this, you can watch the 10-year treasury. It kind of gives you the same direction. But the mortgage bond, look where we were 3 months ago, and I came up 3 months ago. Okay, the number up through here is 101.28. I'm getting to a point here. If you look over here, the number over here was 101.33. So we're basically, we have the same rate that we did 3 months ago. Well, the volatility is all over the map because if you see this week, again, when this goes down, let me explain this to you for any newbies out there. When this bond price goes down, rates go up, and we hate this. Okay, so what happened was they thought Greenland came in and did something or what. It was actually Japan. The Japanese bond market really sent a shock throughout the world on Monday. And then from there, you see the bond market was up, up, and up, and actually came back to where we were kind of at the beginning of the week. So join me each day. I kind of explain these things to you on what's affecting rates and the whys. So today what we're seeing is zero right up through there. They're the bond market's not doing anything today. So rates are going to be flat as a pancake, and that's what I thought it would going to be. So let's get over to the stock market. Now, the stock market, it was rallying all week. I think Monday was the closing. Tuesday, it was down 500, 600, 700 points. And then Wednesday, Thursday, and well, hopefully today it ends up at least decent. But you all saw the market rally even above where it closed on Tuesday, which it kind of crashed on Tuesday. So here's what we got going across the board based on really no news today. Dow Jones down 163. It might just be taking a whew. And then the S&P and the NASDAQ. So this is the un-Cinderella story, and oil's up above $60 a barrel. This is an inflationary right around 60, but we need to stay there or get below $60 a barrel. What I watch each day is oil. Where oil takes us, this is going to follow inflation. So if we can keep oil about $60 a barrel, I'm going to show you guys a special event, a special report next week. We're going to talk about oil in depth and where that goes. You're probably going to see inflation go. And then we have bond yields right behind me going down a little bit. So based on all this, what would I do if I was looking to close within 30 days or maybe looking to buy in the next few months or so? Would I lock in now? Or would I float? Well, first off, let me tell you who I am and what I do. So, folks, my name is Dan Frio. Like I said, I'm a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. I've been doing this for over 35 years. And if you need some assistance, I'd love to help. The slogan we have here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to 30 different lenders or more. How do we do it? Well, my bank's is set up with over 30 other lenders. We can offer you their rates and their products. Join me and Alan each Wednesday right up through there, where we show you how we basically get you behind the screen to show you exactly how we do these. But let's get over to what I would do if I'm looking to close in the next couple weeks. I'd lock in. If you could see, in the last 3 months, it didn't do anything. So why are you chancing volatility? Because the likelihood of rates going up is much greater than the likelihood of rates coming down at this point. So I'm locking in at this point. If you're not closing within 30 days, just float. And if you need some help with this, go over to my website, and we created a bunch of tools for you guys. So right up through here is RateWatch 2.1. I created that because we have so many homeowners that are tracking rates. They're like, Dan, this is driving me crazy. I can't ever get the bottom. It's hard. So do me a favor. Put your mortgage information in there. Let me know what rate you'd like to be notified. And when it hits there, I'll reach out to you. We'll go over what your new payment would be, what your cost would be, and cost is very important, and then what's your break-even point is going to be. Break-even point under 1 year, it's a no-brainer. So check out the numbers. If you're looking to buy, please reach out to us. We'd like to get you pre-approved with all the programs we have. Again, we have over 30 different lenders we're going to get products from, and we're also going to get rates. So don't shop on your own. Let us do all the heavy lifting. So that's my report for today, folks. So what do I think is going to go on with rates today? Absolutely nothing. There's no news. There's nothing out there. There is a president tweet or a tariff thing that come about. And if it does, I'll bring out a special report to let you guys know what you should do. But relax. If you're closing in the next couple weeks, lock in. Enjoy the frigid weather in Chicago. I think it's minus 10 on my screen. And that's not even the wind chill. So thanks for watching, folks. Hopefully, if you're a homeowner, maybe a home buyer. Now you're a realtor or loan officer. When your clients ask you what's going on with these, now you know a little bit more of what the heck went on with these and why. Thanks for watching, folks. Have a great day. See you next time. Bye-bye.